Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex, and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, you already know it's Which One Wednesday. It's mic'd up. It's Sports Radio, 92.9 a game. It's the morning shift. It's the top of the hour, unlike how we normally do this at 7:40. Nonetheless, it's the same competition that you know and love. It's Which One Wednesday, where I give Tiffany and Bo a situation. They have to pick which side they're on, and then Dylan, debate style, judges their answers and awards a winner at the end of the segment. You guys strapped in and ready. You look locked in and ready to go. I love it. It's beautiful outside. It's a nice fall day, and we're going to start because I've been watching Derrick Henry highlights. Here's the question. You're a coach. You're on the hot seat. Your general manager comes to you and says, we can sign one generational running back. Do you want Adrian Peterson or do you want Derrick Henry? Do you want Adrian Peterson, AP, or do you want Derrick Henry as part of your squad in a must-win season? Tiffany, we'll start with you.
This is hard. I'm going to go on what have you done for me lately. So I guess I will say Derrick Henry. And that is no disrespect to Adrian Peterson, who is obviously a phenomenal running back. But if looking at what Derrick Henry has done as of late, what, he had 199
rushing yards? On pace for another 2,000.
And also the fact that, like, there's just a whole bunch of teams that probably could have had him, not looking at you, Dallas, but I expressed interest. So I just think that people had counted him out.
We couldn't afford him.
We didn't have the money for that.
People had probably counted him out. And I've always been on the side, and I've said on this show, you just never count Derrick Henry out. He's a beast of a running back. He's like 6'3". And moving the way he does, I don't know. He stays in great shape over the offseason, too, based on the workouts that he shares. So,
what do you think, Bo? Would you rather have, in a do-or-die season, a hot seat season, would you rather have Derrick Henry or Adrian Peterson?
Well, the real answer is Derrick Henry, because I'm a huge Derrick Henry fan. I mean, the man is a beast. He is... I think somebody said it the best. You might have said this to me. If aliens invaded, you'd put him. You'd send him up. He would be a guy that would go to meet the aliens,
yes,
and be like, "This is man," and it would be Derrick Henry standing there.
So would prevent them from attacking, is what you're saying?
Well, no, you'd just be like, "Hey, this is the best we have to offer," and it's Derrick mother freaking Henry, and you'd be like, "Case closed." And the aliens would be like,
"Hell yeah, we're good."
We're good, man. We appreciate y'all. We're going to go invade another life form. You never know that there's people like me there.
You're like, wow, that guy looks like us.
Yeah.
The aliens are
look
like,
at
oh,
it.
Man. Oh, that's
I
cool.
mean, oh, I don't want to blank with that.
Yeah.
And then you don't show people like me and they leave.
The guy looks no
they
fun.
They don't think we're weak.
We're not
going to
pick on that guy.
That's my answer.
All right. How about this side? We're all in the media business now. I'm not asking if you'd rather play. Simply what you'd rather cover. All right. As a media member, would you rather do Thursday night football or Monday night football? Thursday night, we've obviously had a ton of primetime games here in Atlanta here recently. Would you rather cover Thursday night football or Monday night football? And Bo, we'll start with you.
I'll start this show. Thursday night football, it's easy, so easy of an answer, because guess what? I'm going to work from Monday to Thursday night, and then I'm going to party Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You got the whole week off. And then, boom, about Monday afternoon, I start locking it back in, start my work week with a little Monday night football, and then I go ham into my research, and then, boom, I'm back at it on a Friday night. Thursday night football, baby.
Right. What do you think,
well,
Tiff?
Well, you took my answer, because it would have been Thursday night football. It still is Thursday night football, just for the sheer reason that you can actually enjoy the full weekend. So not just NFL sitting on your couch on Sunday, but you also get college football on Saturday without having to worry about preparing for a game on Sunday.
I'll be honest with you, Tiff. I cannot believe you're not pushing back on him more of him saying, well, I got to focus on that Monday night football game all weekend. You ain't focusing on nothing on Friday and Saturday. You're going to do the same things you do on a Thursday night
game. You don't know me.
Yes, I do.
You don't know
me. Yes, I do.
I only have like, I have to travel and I have to be confined to hotel room and whatever the New York media market is watching that weekend, college football wise.
All right, let's move on.
You don't know
who needs to have a bigger game tomorrow for the Atlanta Falcons in order for them to win. Who needs to have a bigger game? Is it Drake London or is it AJ Terrell? Bo, we'll start with you. Drake London or AJ Terrell?
Oh boy, AJ. Because I need AJ. I think
you started with him last time.
I think a big game.
Gotta switch it up.
I think a big game from AJ Terrell is keeping an explosive play from Godwin or Mike Evans. Mike Evans has 11 touchdowns against the Falcons. He has 27 in his career against the NFC South. 22 of them came against the Falcons and the Panthers. That's disturbing in its own right. But Chris Godwin, and I don't think AJ is going to follow, right? Because I think he's going to have Godwin at times and Evans. Chris Godwin has almost 1,000 yards and 9 touchdowns in 13 games against the Falcons. So I need AJ Terrell to be the guy I'm paying him to be. I need the big game to come from him. I can expect other guys in the offense to step up, or maybe the defense will just score touchdowns like we did last week. I don't know. Hmm.
Tiff, what do you think? Who needs to have a bigger game tomorrow
again,
for the Atlanta
Falcons?
I co-signed
on what Bo said as well. And last year, even though they lost in that last meeting against the Bucs over the season, they did do a good job in containing Mike Evans. So I would say exactly what Bo said, but because he got to go first twice, well, there we go.
All right. Just a riveting answer right there. Let's how about this? Let's do this one. What of these events would Dylan do better at? All right, Dylan, the guy behind the glass right now, which one of these events would he have a better chance of winning? Chess versus Kirk Cousins or boxing versus Bradley Pinion? If Dylan
I can go first.
I'm picturing him squaring up with Bradley Pinion right now. Is cracking me up. Do you want to do boxing against Bradley Pinion or chess versus Kirk Cousins? Which one is Dylan going to do better at, the judge of this competition?
Be careful. Be careful. That's all I'll say to both.
Bradley Pinion has some size on him. We emceed a dog fashion show together. So
he's a big dude.
He's a big dude. I would not put Dylan up against him boxing. I think you might get tatted up. So I will say chess against Kirk Cousins.
Ooh.
And only because I don't want to see you get beat up in the boxing ring.
She said you get squared up by BP.
That's what I think.
By a punter, bro. She said you get squared up by a punter.
Tatted.
What do you
think?
She did.
You would.
What do you think, Bo? Who does he have a better chance against? Boxing, Bradley Pinion, or chess versus Kirk Cousins?
Well, I think either one's going to be a long afternoon for Dylan. But I'm going to tell you something. It's going to be a lot better of an afternoon if you get beat in chess by Mr. Cole's Kirk Cousins, because then he'll probably take you for some Starbucks or something. But Bradley Pinion's going to knock your ass out. I think Bradley Pinion might knock everybody this radio station out. He is as big of a punter as we clearly have. If our punter had a UFC fight between punters and NFL, ours is coming out the champion.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, for pound, he's a bad mother.
All right, fair enough. How about this one? What's more surprising? What's more surprising in the NFL right now? The 4-0 Vikings or the 0-4 Jags? The 4-0 Vikings or the 0-4 Jags? Which one is more surprising?
They started the season 8-3 last year before the collapse took place.
Yeah, they were the toast of the town for a little bit.
They were. So that's why it is shocking to see that basically, I think they pretty much have the same team. Has now trotted out here and is 0-4 on the season.
Aside from Calvin Ridley, yeah.
Yeah, and there's a lot of blame being passed around, it seems there. A little bit of turmoil. So I think that is shocking to go from being near the top, you thought they would recover, to now being what they are.
You got it, Bo. Which one's more shocking?
It's the Vikings. Holy crap. I almost said another bad word. Sam Darnold? You had Sam Darnold coming out and just playing like this. I mean, he's up there looking like Tom Brady or something. You got one of the best pass rush defenses in the league. And they let their pass rusher go, and Danielle Hunter, they go sign Jonathan Grenard, which looked like a cheaper deal, and they are absolutely getting after dudes up there on their front. I am shocked because, honestly, I don't think O'Connell? Is that the coach?
Yeah, Kevin O'Connell.
Yeah, Kevin O'Connell. I don't think anybody ever gave him the credit that he was as good of a coach as he is. He has been phenomenal having his team ready. For me, it's the Vikings all day long.
All right.
That's amazing.
Let's go to this one, and I teased it before the break. Which one would Bo have a better shot of winning? Arm wrestling versus Drake London or racing Matthew Bergeron? I'm going to assume that Matthew Bergeron ran a 5.2 or something like that at his pro day. I don't know that Bo can squeeze out a 5.2. Drake London's not throwing up 20 reps either.
Matthew, you would.
You think he'd outrun Matthew Bergeron?
No. Sorry, I was saying he would not.
Yeah, I don't think he'd be able to outrun Matthew Bergeron. Arm wrestling versus Drake London is the other option.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no way. There really is.
She has no faith in you, bro.
No.
She has no faith in you.
You would lose both. So I can't pay. I abstain from answering this question.
Oh, wow.
Well, like I said earlier, I don't know what hurts me more. The fact that y'all just ignore what I say or you only get upset when each other makes a shot at y'all. I'm just used to the catching the strays from Tiffany.
Are you going for the sympathy vote?
Here's
You've
the deal,
already
man.
Won this thing.
Here's
anyway.
The deal. Foot race all the way because, I mean, big men, sometimes they would trip on their own feet.
He's an offensive lineman. He's light as a feather floating on his feet.
Yeah, when he's going backwards or standing still, but we're going in a foot race.
I got one more. All right, I got one more. Who would be better at writing songs? Would it be Dylan writing country music? Or would it be Bo writing hip hop? Which would have a better song being written?
Dylan
writing country music?
Country music.
Or Bo writing hip hop?
Dylan country music. Yeah. I think Dylan would write like sappy country music.
I can get in my feels.
That's what I think you would do.
I think I could win me a Grammy as a country artist.
Dude. I got some thoughts on that, Bo.
I
wish y'all could see the look on Bo's face.
Let me tell you something. I think Dylan is one of the hardest working, kindest hearted kids that I've worked in this business with.
Called you a kid.
But I'm gonna tell you something. He knows less about the country than he does the streets. I would dominate him because I can tell you I've been in the streets more than Dylan has.
Wow.
It's the pasta ready to blast
this
you.
This is a good time, Dylan, to ask you who won Wednesday today, Dylan.
Well, despite Bo's absolutely ludicrous answer at the end.
I already said he won. You don't have to announce anything.
Bo is the winner. Despite his ludicrous answer at the end.
Really?
He put in a strong performance besides that answer.
He's dominant. Dominant in this segment. Anyway, thanks for playing.
Champ is here.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.